I welcome you to the chapter 5 of our book review, and the topic under discussion is the hedgehog concept. The hedgehog concept, simplicity within the three circles. The hedgehog concept, simplicity within the three circles. And what is a hedgehog? Let me just try to explain to us what a hedgehog is. A hedgehog is a small animal, and one characteristic of that animal is that it is able to fold itself like a ball. When it is under attack, it has just one simple strategy. Whenever it is under attack, it folds itself just like a ball. Now let's go ahead with the book review. It doesn't matter how complex the world, a hedgehog reduces all challenges and dilemmas to simple, indeed almost simplistic hedgehog ideas. For a hedgehog, anything that does not somehow relate to the hedgehog idea holds no relevance. A hedgehog just has one simple strategy. And what is that? It will just fold itself whenever it is under attack. That is its survival strategy. More precisely, a hedgehog concept is a simple crystalline concept that flows from deep understanding about the intersection of the following three circles. There are some 3 points we need to consider if you are to make up a hedgehog concept. Number one is that you need to find out what you can be the best at in the world. There is something you need to take a review, you need to study, you need to reflect. What is that good thing? What is that one thing that you can be very good at? What is that one thing that you can be the best at? We take a look. That is what the hedgehog concept. That is the first step toward the hedgehog concept. You take a look. What is that one thing you can be the best at? And also on the other side, you need to take a look also at what you cannot be the best in the world at. You know, you cannot be the best at everything. You cannot survive in every job. You cannot survive in every career. You cannot survive in every business. You cannot survive in every organization. There are some places that you can survive at. There are some places that you struggle with. There are some places that you can easily throw it. While there are some places that will easily set you back. These are the kind of things that you need to consider. What can you be the best at and what can you not be the best at? This will enable you to draw a very good judgment about yourself and how you can survive. There is this quote by Albert Einstein. It says, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid." Now, you know that a fish cannot climb a tree. A fish survives even in the water. You take a fish out of the water, then it dies. It cannot survive outside water because the natural habitat of a fish is water. That is the natural habitat. Also, for every one of us, you cannot survive everywhere. You cannot survive in every business. You cannot survive in every career. So you need to know what is that area that you can survive in. What is that area that you can be the best at? What is that thing that you can be the best at? What is that thing that you can easily do and survive in that? So that is the first step in the hedgehog concept. This discerning standard goes far beyond core competence. Just because you possess a core competence doesn't necessarily mean you can be the best in the world at it. Conversely, what you can be the best at might not be something in which you are currently engaged. Now, the thing that we are talking about is that you need to take a sub, because what you can be the best at, it might not be your current job. It might not be your current business. It might not be something that you are fully involved in even right now. So it is something that you need to replay. You need to take some time. Like in the book, we are meant to understand that most of the companies that developed this hedgehog concept, it took them years, some about 4 years, before they were able to develop this hedgehog concept. So it's not something that you just arrive at in a particular day. Then the second step in this concept is that you need to find out what drives your economic engine. All the good to great companies attain piercing insight into how to most effectively generate sustained and robust cash flow and profitability. In particular, they discovered the single denominator, and some of them, it was maybe profit per person or profit per head. They just have one defining factor, one something that drove them, what I can call their unique selling points. Just like you as a human being, as a person, you need to find out what is your unique selling point. There is something that you can do that you beat everybody to it. There's something that you can do that whenever you do it or you showcase it, that becomes your selling point. Everybody becomes interested in you. Everybody wants to, identify with you. Everybody praises you even at that point, even when you do that? You need to find out what is your unique selling points. What is your core company? What is your core engine? What is your driving engine? What is that thing that drives you? You need to find it out. That is what will make you. That is the second aspect towards developing this hedgehog concept. Now, the thought says you need to find out what you are deeply passionate about. The good to great companies focus on those activities that ignited their passion. The idea is not to stimulate passion, but to discover what makes you passionate. There is something that makes you passionate. There is something that when it is discussed, when it is brought up, it just drives you, it just moves you. You are not forced, you are not coerced into doing it. It is something that flows naturally with you. So it is something that you need to find out. What is that thing that moves you? What is that thing that you are passionate about? What is that thing that you can do even for no pay, even for no money? What is that thing that you can spend hours, you can sacrifice hours, you can even work overtime, even doing that thing? What is that thing that you are passionate about? If you're able to combine these three aspects, you'll be able to develop even this hedgehog concept that we are talking about. To have a fully developed hedgehog concept, you need all these three circles. If you make a lot of money doing things at which you could never be the best, you'll only build a successful company, not a great one. If you become the best at something, you will never remain on top if you don't have intrinsic passion for what you are doing. Many people, they are doing something that they don't enjoy doing, and every day they wake up, they still go back even to those things. Why? Because they want to survive. The hedgehog concept is very important. If you are to move, even for those companies that move from good to great, they had this concept. And if you are to move your life from where it is now, even to where it's supposed to be, then you also have to apply this principle. Otherwise, it will be very difficult for you to move your life from where it is, even to where it is supposed to be. Finally, you can be passionate all you want, but if you can't be the best at it, or it doesn't make economic sense, then you might have a lot of fun, but you won't produce great result. Now, we need to balance this. Passion alone is not enough, because you can be passionate in something, but it might not have economic value. Some have passion for singing, but their singing have no economic value. Some have passion even for writing, their writing have no economic value. So you need to find out something that also has economic value. Something that you are passionate about, but has to also have, when you say economic value, something that can generate income, something that can generate money, something that can sustain you even along the way. Now look at this point. Many people have been pulled or are falling into careers where they can never attain complete mastery and fulfillment, suffering from the curse of competence but lacking a clear hedgehog concept. They rarely become great at what they do. Now, it's just what I was saying before. Many people, they have been somehow trapped into a world that they know they don't belong in, into a job that they know that they don't belong in, into something that they know that doesn't suit them, into a relationship that they know that doesn't suit them. So it is you that will take time, will take an audit of yourself and know how you can develop this concept and move your life forward. You can't manufacture passion or motivate people to feel passionate. You can only discover what ignites your passion and the passion of those around you. Like scientific insight, a hedgehog concept simplifies a complex world and makes decision much easier. In summary, before I close, what we are trying to say, this hedgehog concept is very important. You need to bring these three key points that we've highlighted. You need to bring them together. You need to find out what you can be the best at. You need to find out what drives the economic engine, your unique selling point. The third one, you need to find out what you are deeply passionate about. By the time you bring all these things together, you'll be able to come out with what we term hedgehog concept, and with that, you can drive your life from where it currently is, drive your relationship from where it currently is, drive everything about you from where it currently is to where it ought to be. So we stop here at this point. I hope you've gotten something from this hedgehog concept. See you in the next chapter. Thank you.